first cheetah, second cheetah, and the third cheetah.
The last one. The last cheetah.
So I know, I have never heard you refer to cheetahs in that classification.
Yeah, in short.
Yes. So could you please explain?
As short as just three cheetahs.
Yes. Explain again.
Yeah. Okay. Last night, everyone had the first cheetah, right? No, nothing appeared at all. You don't know who you are, where you are, and so forth. So, and then after that, it's the second cheetah all day, experiencing whatever appears now and think a lot and work a lot. What are those things? Or where were they yesterday? Who can find anything from yesterday now? Seeing yesterday, hearing yesterday. So no matter how many cittas arise in a day, they are all the second citta, different from the first citta, the bhavanga, until the end of Arahata's life. The last moment. The dying consciousness of an arahata is the pachima, the last one. Because life has to go on like this, pachima, pachima. First and last, and second is in between.
What did you call the first cheetah?
Patthama.
Patthama.
In Thai we call it pathom, but in Pali it is patthama. Patthama is Patthom, the first.
And the second?
Tutiya, second. Tutiya.
Well, in Pali, Dutiya.
Dutiya. All gone. Begin again and go away again. Each moment.
And so that last jitta is jutti jitta over.
Right, the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. No more first and second. Whatever happened, never again. The easiest way to understand life. So, what jitta is important? Which one is important? They are all gone, never come back. With understanding.
I may be misunderstanding this completely, but you're talking about the first
citta. Patthama citta means pavanga citta.
Yes, pavanga. And then between that and the last citta,
there are just two kinds or two categories of citta. One is citta which does not experience anything, pavanga, and the other experience the object.
The sense door and mind processing.
In a day. So we don't have to think about the book,
right.
But we can understand life as short as it is.
So the Pachima Chita, which is the last Chita
of an Arahata, the dying consciousness, Jutti Chita of. No. And some people might doubt, so what about the Patisanti Chita and Jutti Chita, whether it is Patthama or the second one, the first or the second? No need to think about it because it's just only a moment. While pavanga arises more often, and other citta also arise. Just in between, alternately, pavanga and then vitichitta, and pavanga and vitichitta. Only this in a day.
I'm a bit confused about the Patisandhi citta and the Kuti citta.
No need to think about it. Because it's only just one moment. But Bhavanga many moments, and we teach it that many moments too.
Are you referring to all Bhavanga Chittas as Patama Chitta? Just Bhavanga Chitta, Bhavanga Chitta, and then sense.
In other words, we can say that Chitta, which is not the Viti Chitta, and Chitta, which is the Viti Chitta, that's all, in one's life.
It means Viti Chitta, but it must mean something. I mean, the now is life goes, and we talk about these Chittas, but it seems unknowingly goes. There is no understanding. For example, I think many stories of people here, sitting here, and why is like that?
Where are they?
Here.
Really?
In reality, as I heard, no people, no things. But for me, now there are people, we listen to Dhamma.
Without citta, chetasika, and rupa, can there be people here? So what is behind the scene? There are people here, many people. So what is behind the scene? Now, what is seen is only a reality which can be seen. What is behind it? Without the four primary rupas, can there be that which can be seen now? See? Another way to think about it as the Mahaputta rupa, the four of them are not the whatever is seen now. The Mahaputta rupa cannot be seen, but behind the what is seen is Mahaputta rupa. It's there.
But Ajahn, what is seen now, it doesn't appear as it's seen.
Because it can appear only to right understanding. When it appears as it is, it's only Panya which can experience the truth of it.
So how can Panya?
Could you do?
No, I cannot do. I cannot do anything to understand.
What is better, be able to do or understanding? When one thinks that one can do, there is the idea of self. But when there is understanding, it understands the truth of whatever appears. Just want to do or to understand.
The last question is difficult. Yeah. What to do, what is able to do, understand.
But it seems that understanding also is able to do. So it's a bit hard to answer this question.
What a vichara can do is only its function. And what Panya can do is only its function.
Its function. So nothing can be done. Only listening.
Is the eyes you now?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Can you see it?
No, I cannot
see. See, so why do you say that it's me? You didn't see your eyes at all, but you think that it's me, only thinking.
Yeah.
It's not true.
So is the ditti?
When it's wrong understanding, we don't have to use Pali term. Seeing just sees, it's not anyone at all.
At Ajahn, the jitas that arise, this is the characteristic of experiencing. For example, there is really seeing now, hearing, smelling, and they are not self, because I cannot see when I want, I cannot hear. And these realities The seeing is a citta that experiences visible object, and thinking is the citta that experiences concept or whatever. So what is the difference about the citta that thinks and the citta that sees?
Can citta thinks see?
No.
So citta which thinks can think only. By conditions.
But both are cittas, and is there any difference in the citta that thinks and the citta that sees?
Citta which thinks experience concept, and citta which sees whisper object.
And these are not self. Mm-hmm. Is it good to learn these experiences are not self?
You want to know the truth, or you ignore the truth? What it doesn't harm to understand reality or to know the truth at all. Just understanding. It doesn't mean that you have no attachment, no aversion or anything at all. It arises without understanding, so ignorance takes it for I or someone or something. Would you like to know what's behind the scene?
I would like to know.
Yeah, because what is seen is only that which is seen. There are many things behind it.
But what do you mean behind? Behind? You say the four Mahabhuta Rupas.
Right. And citta and cetasika cannot be seen. Whatever
it is. No, they cannot be seen.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So.
But they have a function.
They are behind the scene. What is inside this? You just see shape and form, and you call it because it's function,
yeah,
without any one of it which arises and falls away. Can there be this? Just take one little thing out of it. Can it work? It's like here, see, the whole body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Citta and cetasika.
The characteristic of experiencing is there, whatever happens.
Here or there?
Or wherever. Okay. Now.
Only at moment of seeing, it sees, but hardness cannot see anything.
We always say, by conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And we sort of all just, by conditions.
Yeah.
So we don't really think about what does that really mean?
Uh-huh.
In terms of, can you say something about what?
Conditions.
Conditions, yes.
Yeah. Seeing now sees without the eye base. Can it arise and see? If there is no visible object, can it arise? Because it has to see whatever that can be seen only. In a moment, and without cetasika, can any citta arise? That's why we use the word ayatana, the meeting point. Not just the seeing, there must be cetasika arising with citta, and there must be that as the base for seeing, the eye base. The special quality of rupa, that Mahabhutarupa, cannot do anything with the seeing at all, only that particular one, which can condition moment of seeing. And without visible object, nothing can be seen at all. So now there is visible object, but no understanding of it as just a reality, because there is seeing many times a day, and we take for granted for whatever it is, it's like we know it, but actually we don't know visible object as it is. We take it for something all the time, but actually it's apart from whatever you take, like people and things. It's just that, only that which can be seen. But the concept of it comes suddenly after a moment of seeing. So without the understanding of seeing as just it sees whatever it's seen, there is the concept of it followed immediately, very long, long story. Like how many people are here, see, and the clothes and the wall and everything from seeing. So how can there be the understanding of visible object as it is? Because even there is seeing right now, and we're talking about seeing, no understanding of seeing that we just heard many, many times, because there is thinking about it, after it, instantly, all the time, until there are conditions for moment of, at moment of hearing or moment of memory of what is heard before about seeing, can condition the understanding of seeing, and that moment it is not taken away by the story or concept of it.
But I think we like so quickly we think conditioned and we think I control, but really there's no self conditioned. Mm-hmm.
That's why the teachings of the Blessed One is all about whatever appears now and understand right now because it's there. For example, visible object is seen, but who knows that it arises and falls away in split seconds. But by seeing this, understanding that seeing is not hearing and is not thinking, it can bring more understanding that how short seeing is, because there is the understanding of what is seen instantly, or the word is not heard, only the sound is heard, but there is a thinking, the understanding of the sound, instantly. No distinction between the two at all, but there are so many jittas in between. That's why Buddha taught about the vitijitta, the jitta in process of seeing or hearing or thinking, with bhavanga in between. So to show how short it is, because the visible object does not stay as long as now. It arises and falls away, and it lasts only for 17 moments of citta. Citta arising and falling away 17 times, and then just arupa falls away. How fast it is for 17 moments of citta. So very fast. But it can bring more understanding of the anattaness. So in one's life, it does mean that one should remember every word in the sutta or anywhere in the Tipitaka, but to understand the anattaness, why he taught us to understand each reality as it is. But if we cling to the words, the terms, like ayatana, we memorize how many ayatanas. But what about now? But if there is the understanding of one characteristic of a reality at a time, it will bring or lead to understanding whatever Buddha taught us in details about dhatu, ayatana, paticchasamuppada, or ariyasatta, or whatever we come across a term, because we understand each of them. But if we don't understand each of them, no understanding of any reality. For example, if you don't know what the A is or the B is, how can they be reading or understanding whatever in the book talk about? And this is now, it's like a book, something to learn, but not from A, B, C, D. But from whatever appears, different doorways. What does not go away? Everything goes away in split second. In the Mahastipatthana, the application of the Satipatthana, as soon as there is awareness of a reality, it's gone. So there's no clinging. Otherwise, one thinks about it. Just keep on thinking, whether it's rupa or whether it's nama, but at that moment, no understanding of that which appears, just very temporarily, very shortly, and then you cannot find it anymore.
You talk a lot about being aware of the characteristics of reality when they appear, and just sadness is different from happiness. These kind of things, I think it's very natural for everyone to know that there's something different about each reality. And so that means that the only thing that is lacking is understanding, right? Like we can be aware of the reality, but no understanding. So there's nothing special to do about trying to know about the characteristic, but it's just the understanding that is not there, right?
Okay, what's the purpose of studying or listening to the truth of reality? Just to understand. Without understanding, can awareness arise and understand that of which it aware?
Cannot.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it understanding of the characteristic?
Yeah.
So when you say we know the characteristic, but there's no understanding, I'm not sure if that's we really do know the characteristic, because it's understanding the characteristic that's being developed.
Yes.
It depends. Is this hard? She knows the characteristic of hardness, but what citta knows?
What kind of citta? This understanding or without understanding? Just body consciousness, but doesn't know anything.
So the characteristic of our reality can be experienced with depending on what kind of citta. Usually in a day, it's only the kaya vijnana or the body consciousness.
And then the difference when there is understanding, it is hard to know.
Okay, you are praising the virtuous Buddha and his wisdom again.
Yeah, that's true. That's what he always says. Yeah. When we say it's so hard, we praise Buddha.
When we talk about understanding, you know, and Tom's point about we understand, but we don't know the characteristics. I think we often don't really understand what direct understanding is, what developed banya is. So we may think we understand, but it's thinking. So is it that little by little there is more, little by little the intellectual understanding grows towards direct understanding, but until there is direct understanding, it's still a lot of thinking.
For now, one knows that the object appears, but who knows that it appears to what? No understanding of that which experiences it at all. So there's the idea of I see, I hear, because there's no understanding of that reality which experiences any object which appears from birth to death. So now we know that there is seeing, but no understanding of it. This is the beginning to know. And when one listens to the teachings, that it's conditioned, otherwise it cannot arise at all. If there is nothing arising, no world, no life, no time, nothing at all. But whenever there is just a reality arises, that is the world. So by knowing or understanding this, one can see that there are two kinds of realities in a day. One which experiences an object all day, but is unknown. And the object appears, arising and falling away so very rapidly that it seems like there's permanent thing or person, people, all the time. But behind the scene, behind this, there are many things like Mahabhuta Rupa, the four primary rupas, and also the citta and cetasika arising and falling away. And so we learn to see the difference between that which cannot experience at all and that which always arises all the time, experiences whatever appears. No self. Which one is self? It succeeds one another very, very rapidly. No chance, no gap to have the self inserted when it arises and succeeds from one moment to another moment, all day, all life. The first citta, the second cittas, not the last citta yet.
So this is the beginning to know what panya is, when there is understanding and when there is no understanding. The beginning is what you just explained, to know the difference, the reality which experience and the reality which does not experience anything. Because we are wondering whether you can explain a little more about when there is a moment of panya and not just body consciousness.
So soon, very quickly, from this, then that. But you see that we don't have to use any word like sati or panya, do we? Because when there is the understanding, do we have to, it's called panya in Pali. No need, because it understands. So you understand what understanding is. At moment of understanding, what it said is pariyati, learning or intellectual understanding. Without it, there cannot be the further understanding about that which is heard and talked about and appeared right now. So don't mind about the word sati or satipatthana or panya or anything, because everyone should learn to understand reality in one's own language. For the Thai people, they're so very fortunate because they can listen to the Thai on Dhamma. But for English, I think that we are not as good to explain to you as in Thai. But we try to talk about with the easy and simple word, because that can be words for understanding whatever appears now, like seeing and hearing, and that which can experience an object and that which cannot experience the object. And when we talk about the name like sati, does it appear to know, to be known as it is, or just dream or talk about when panya is there and sati is aware, right understanding can penetrate the truth of it? It's so far away. So if one understands a reality one by one, very clearly, and then one can see that it will bring more and more about other reality. For example, just talk about one reality at a time. It's better than talk about many realities at a time. So if you would like to know about sati, what is it? It should begin with what is it, just to understand that we are talking about what, and we begin to understand that which we are talking about more and more. There are two kinds of realities. One cannot experience any object at all, and the other arises and it experiences. It cannot arise without experience anything. So there are two different kinds. So when we talk about sati, it becomes a Thai word now, but the Thai does not understand that meaning of sati at all. Just talk about sati without understanding the nature of sati. But even we don't use the word sati, we can understand the nature of it. Like at moment of touching, what is touched?
Yeah, it's hardness or softness, but it seems
that only that.
Heat or cold, motion or pressure.
Yeah.
But it seems so much thinking is involved
when
knowing the difference between nama
yet.
And rupa.
Not yet. Just
so
know.
So much thinking involved.
Not yet. Just what appears when there is touching, to really understand it as not self. And what experiences it, it's not I, it's only a reality which arises by conditions to experience it. Without the body base, it cannot experience anything at all. To see the anatomy of each moment or each reality.
Yeah, but what you say now, we have to think while we follow what you explain.
Little by little.
We have to think, and thinking is not awareness.
No, we don't talk about awareness right now. We just talk about what is experienced and what experienced in order to see that no one there at all. In the absolute sense, there are only realities which are conditioned. Even softness is conditioned. Hardness is conditioned. The experience, the body consciousness which experiences it is conditioned. And we can talk about what condition later. But we know that without conditions, all realities cannot arise. Even seeing right now, without the eye base. When karma does not produce the eye base, there's no seeing at once, immediately, by conditions. Little by little, to see the anatomy, just to see or to understand the anatomy of everything which appears in order to have panya which can penetrate inside the true nature of reality as one has learnt before, that it has to be like this. It arises and it falls away. But this is only at level of intellectual understanding. But without it, there is always forgetfulness, no thinking about it, no understanding that each moment is conditioned to arise.
I think I'm hearing you say that the understanding of realities is very subtle. The pain to understand reality as it appears is very subtle understanding. And before that subtle understanding can occur, there must be conceptual understanding.
Like now.
But does that mean that it happens one before the other?
What do you mean by one before the other?
Well, conceptual before subtle.
Can we say that thinking follows each doorway? Even not in words, faster than one can expect. There is thinking after seeing. But before thinking, there are many jithas in between too, in order to see that they are all anatta. Nobody can change its way at all. It has to be like this, anattaness. To learn to understand anatta.
So it continues to actually be a mixture, like that the conceptual understanding develops alongside the subtle understanding. That just becomes more subtle.
Yeah, condition for direct understanding. Not waiting for it.
No. Not waiting for results.
Right, because that is hindrance again, at moment of waiting.